Binging seems to be the business model for television and publishing now. TV show marketing makes us gladly lose sleep to get to a season finale, and books now seem to only come in trilogies. This appeal to the obsessive completist gets me thinking about binge listening. Summer is a great time to get through some of your bucket list records. The complete symphonies of Gustav Mahler or the 111 recordings of Frank Zappa might be a little heavy for the season, though, but we can still get to September being able to say we got to the end of an epic list. Music collections and anthologies aren't as big a deal as they were back when CDs were relevant, but labels once clamored to resell their catalogs in big collections. Or if CDs aren't your thing, and I wouldn't blame you, there are always Spotify lists, which is great because no one has the power to release a definitive collection of, say, British art rock from the 60s and 70s. So what's your binge? The 32 Beethoven piano sonatas? The complete Beatles? Someday for me, it'll be that comprehensive Deutsche Grammophon set of works by French modernist Olivier Messiaen. But this summer, it'll be an exploration of Delta and Chicago blues like Dimples by John Lee Hooker, which is on a number of anthologies I can't wait to get to. Listen well, because when school resumes, there will be an exam. For KMUW, I'm Mark Foley.
And you're listening to Musical Space. I'm Fletcher Powell here, of course, with Mark Foley. Hey, Mark.
Howdy, Fletcher.
And you brought along a list today of works sort of coming in anthologies or box sets or Spotify playlists, bingeable works of art.
Right, yeah. Remember when you used to go into Barnes & Noble and there were these enticing, huge box sets of things? And it was like a challenge, right? It was like, Someday I'm going to listen to all these.
I remember looking at them and really wanting them and knowing that I could never afford them at that point
right.
in my life.
No, yeah. Life has changed, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got this virtual CD collection at our fingertips. It's been really fun. I thought I'd start out with works for keyboard, classical music, because I'm a symphonist. I play a string bass, so I play operas and I play symphonies, and that's about it. So if I'm kicking back, you know, how about some keyboard music? One of the best composers for keyboard music is Claude Debussy. This is a really famous piece that you might have heard a million times that don't know the name of it, so I'm going to help you out here. It's called Arabesque No. 1, and this is on a really beautiful collection of Walter Gieseking, the German pianist who is probably known as the best interpreter of Debussy's works. And this is on a 4-disc collection.
Always wonderful to hear Debussy there. We're moving along with something that might help out a number of people. You say you have a great way to prepare for Winfield here.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Bill Monroe is the inventor of bluegrass. And how many times can you say that a whole genre was invented by one person? But he did a million recordings And a lot of them were recorded in the Castle Studio in 1950 and 51. This is one of his most famous tunes, New Mule Skinner Blues, which is on a collection of those sessions.
Good morning, foreman. Good morning, bo. Ho, ho. Do you need another mule skinner with a black leg with two toes? Ho, ho. What a lay.
We'll move along with a collection from a producer rather than a single artist.
Right, yeah. Sam Phillips fascinates me, and I know I've talked about him before. I'm kind of obsessed with him because of who he's discovered. I mean, he discovered Howlin' Wolf, Ike Turner, and then, of course, Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, Jerry Lee Lewis, the list goes on. This is a really cool tune by Little Junior's Blue Flames, who you've never heard of, maybe. But it's a really famous tune, Mystery Train, that was made famous by Elvis when he did it 2 years later. And this is on a really cool collection called Sam Phillips, The Man Who Invented Rock and Roll. There are two discs there, and it'd be pretty easy to do that in an afternoon.
Train I ride, 16 coaches long. I ride 16 coaches long. Well, that long black train carried my baby home. Train, train coming on round the bend. It's gonna do it again.
I certainly have never listened to the entire 12 discs of this next set that you've got, but I feel pretty comfortable saying that probably the entire thing is pretty amazing. We're going to talk about Bill Evans.
Oh, man, Bill Evans, yeah. Yeah, he's such a beautiful player, and it'll be great for the summer because he's not so heavy and hard to listen to like a lot of jazz people. Sorry, jazz people. I'm a jazz person, so I can say that. He was on three main labels, and I think his most representative stuff is when he was recording on Riverside. And yeah, there's a complete Riverside recordings, 12 discs long, that were originally released 1956 through 63. And this is on a really cool album called Everybody Digs Bill Evans. It's a tune called Minority from 1958. And this is the year that Miles Davis hired him, so you can see why. Thank you.
We've talked about a number of anthologies and collections here that probably came along in CD box sets.
Right.
But you also mentioned that we live in an age now where you can have something like a Spotify playlist that can probably go on for hours.
Right. Yeah. Let's be real. You're not going to buy all these CDs.
Yeah, exactly.
And also, you can put together your own list or look at other people's lists. I kind of love Spotify. Some random person put a list up of krautrock. And we've talked about krautrock a little bit. It's this minimalist, kind of anti-American, really stylized, stripped-down rock music from Germany, mostly. This is one of the seminal krautrock bands, Can. This is a tune called I Want More from their 1976 album, Flow Motion. It really made a lot of people mad because they're experimenting with disco, which is strange because disco could be the ultimate minimalism, right? Anyway, have fun searching for krautrock on Spotify.
And then let's close it out with somebody who I'm really glad to see you included on here. He's one of my favorite hip-hop producers, DJs, and he didn't live all that long, but he was incredibly prolific while he did.
Right, Jay Dilla, D-I-L-L-A. If you don't know anything about hip-hop, just go to YouTube and type in his name. You won't be disappointed. He's a composer, a DJ, a producer. His original name is James Yancey. He also went by J.D. sometimes. But he did amazing beats for everybody. He did De La Soul. He worked with Common. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. There's this beautiful three-disc anthology that I can't believe even exists because there are so many huge artists on it. This is probably my favorite tune on it. It's called Working On It. That's one word. The anthology is called Dillanthology. It's three volumes. Came out in 2009, 3 years after he tragically died of a rare blood disease. But yeah, check out Jay Dilla. You won't be disappointed.
You absolutely won't be disappointed. We'll leave it there with Jay Dilla. Mark, as always, thank you so much.
Thanks, Fletcher.
And for KMUW, I'm Fletcher Powell. Me. Buy me. Work.
This rap game is getting